What's up, everybody? This is Michael Adams, and today we're going to be discussing a recent article that I just wrote on michaeladamsmedia.com, which is my platform website where I write all my articles, and you can basically catch everything I'm up to in all my social media outlets and stuff like that. But anyway, I wanted to jump on here on Anchor and release a new podcast, and this one's only basically, this is just for this particular platform. I have another podcast that I do, which I will be releasing those on the Anchor platform, which is what I do on YouTube. But anyway, I decided I was going to do a different category and a different thing every week on this platform. So we'll go ahead and start that. And I wanted to talk about a recent article I just wrote about yesterday on the website. And the title of the article was called "Stop Giving a Fuck." Okay? Yes, you need to quit worrying so much about what everyone thinks about you. This is one of the biggest issues that we have in being able to find fulfillment in our lives. We constantly set back and dictate our every move, no matter if it's for success or for failure or whatever, based upon what our environment and everybody tells us to do. And I think the biggest problem with this method is it's hindering us from actually achieving success and actually achieving what it is we really desire and want. I think so many people are hung up with caring so much about what everybody says about them that they never once sit there and actually find out what it is they want in their life. See, I believe a lot of times the people who say they're wanting happiness in their life, they're hung up with this belief that, oh, if I could just get this amount of money, oh, if I can get this car, this house, this thing, this, whatever it is. I think people sit there and get stuck on that. The whole society mindset of, you got to have this in order to be happy. You got to look this way in order to be happy. And the problem is nobody's finding that. And the reason nobody is finding it is because it doesn't exist. This whole belief that you have to be a certain weight or you have to look a certain way, it's just made up. I mean, the truth is, until you can wrap your head around, you are who you are, you will never be happy. Okay? You're never going to be, one of the Kardashians, or you're never going to be Bill Gates. Get over it. You got dealt this hand, and it's now time to play the cards. Okay? I mean, so many people sit there and fight and bitch about, their weight. And the truth is, let's be honest here. If everybody in the whole entire world was 300 pounds, would you give a shit? I don't believe you would. Okay, so why is it that we sit here and say, oh man, I'm 50 pounds overweight, or oh, I need to get to this certain weight. That's going to be the ticking point of saying I'm perfect. It's just totally not true. The biggest problem you're having is that you can't focus on what you want. Okay, so the reason many people aren't successful in their life or not happy or fulfilled in their life is because they don't really have their true drive, their real purpose. Okay? Your purpose is based upon everybody else's understanding of what happiness and success or fulfillment is. And the truth is, this is going to be determined by you. And if not, you're never going to be in control of your own life. Okay, if you believe you are fine and dandy at 300 pounds, then by all means be 300 pounds. Okay, is there health problems that come with being overweight? Absolutely. Okay, but you're the one living this life, not no one else. Okay, will you be a little bit more active if you're lower weight? Absolutely. Will you find ultimate happiness if you lose those extra 50 pounds? Absolutely not. Okay, you're simply going to lose weight. And what many of people do, and I'm just using weight as an example, okay, because it's a really understandable one that many people know about. And what happens is you take somebody losing weight, they sit there and go, oh, I want to be some set number. And then they get down to this number and they go, wow, there's not really much left to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Boom, they've lost their drive. Why? Because the purpose was set on a numbered goal. In order to actually achieve something like that, you actually have to have a true purpose and a true vision and a true direction, okay? And once you get to that vision, then you start setting another goal. But the biggest thing you have to do is start understanding why the hell you want it, okay? If the reason you want that brand new car is to impress people or to make it look like you're part of the clique, then I can tell you, you're never going to get any fulfillment out of that. At all. The biggest thing we have to really start doing is actually saying, what do I want? Not what does my mom want? Not what does my dad want? Not what does the neighbors or my community want? What do I want in my life? Because the truth is, until you stop worrying about what everybody else's opinion is on your life, you will never be fulfilled. You will never be happy. That's just the truth of the matter. Okay? You have to kick everyone else's opinion out of here. Yes, factor in educational opinions. Factor in opinions that really matter. Okay? If somebody's trying to tell you why you shouldn't do it, listen to what they're saying. But don't let that be your final statement. See, the biggest problem I believe we have in this world is we believe everything that's said, okay? When I speak right now, I want you dissecting what I'm saying. I don't want you to sit there and say, oh, well, Michael Adams said this, so that must mean it's true. No, you decide if it's true. You use what I'm saying. Same way I want you to do it to every single person out there. Dissect what they're saying. See if it holds true with you. Okay? Because in life, if you sit there and just listen to everybody else's opinion, you never once have control of your own mind. And if you're not in control of your own mind, you'll never be in control of your life. If you ever want to achieve your dreams, your visions, your goals, you're going to have to start looking for your visions and your goals, okay? The only person that has to finish this life is you, okay? If you're married and you got kids, yes, their opinions are quite important, unless they're not quite important in your life. But besides that, because they're affected, besides that, there's not really that many people that are really going to be affected by your opinion and what you desire to do with your life. You're the one that's going to have to live with it. So the biggest thing you need to quit doing is listening to what everybody tells you is what you should be doing. If you want to go out there and you want to be, let's say, a YouTube star, and you want to make it big and you want to make bukus of money by sitting there showing your ass on YouTube, you do it. Don't care what anyone says. You know, what is that? I think it's like Logan Paul or something like that. That Logan Paul. I mean, if my kid walked up and said, hey, I want to do that for a living. Of course, I'm a little bit different. I'd say go for it. But most parents, if someone said they wanted to do what the Paul boys was doing on YouTube, most parents would look at them and say, hell no. I mean, that's ridiculous. You ain't ever going to make nothing out of yourself doing that. And from what I hear, the guy's doing pretty good. So my point being is, what you have to do, no matter if you're young or if you're old, is you need to start living your life for you. Because when you get 80 years old, you're going to regret the fact that you listened to every single body out there. You're going to regret the fact that you gave too many fucks. You're going to regret the fact you didn't go and attempt that one thing you wanted to try in your life. That's the number one thing people regret the most, is things they didn't attempt. Okay, people don't fail in life most of the time because they failed. Most of the time they failed on their goals and dreams because they never attempted it. And most of the time they never attempt it. It's because people tell them, you can't do it. My entire life growing up, I never was really, I was never in the type of family that would say, hey, go for your dream, go for your vision. That's one reason it drove me to do what I'm doing. I wanted to start making a difference in those people's lives that didn't have that support, didn't have somebody say, hey, go out there and freaking kill it. But the point being was, it hindered my growth. Everything that happened in my life was great because all them bad things added up to where I'm at now, which is helping people achieve their dreams, achieve their visions. But the truth is, it's stunting my growth. I do believe sometimes, you know, parents definitely could be a little bit too positive and pushing you. But I would rather in any day of the week have a support system that's too positive. Because I do think in life, no matter what anyone says, I do think in life, you need to be in perspective, okay? I don't believe in, you know, say I do this podcast right now. My podcast, I just started all this stuff online. I decided I wanted to push my message online. And I just started this podcast stuff and all this stuff, so I'm sort of newbie at all this stuff. But anyway, every single one, I'm trying to get better and trying to get better. Well, see, the biggest thing is, if somebody looks at me and says, oh, it's great just the way it is, what happens here is it hinders my growth. This is, oh, everything's perfect. The greatest part about me is I can dissect stuff and I can understand where I need to improve. The biggest thing to do is, like with me, I like to set my bar up. Who am I trying to be more like? Who is the person I'm trying to at least get to that level, you know? And that's a good way to sit there and be able to manage how to progress. Because the truth is, if you listen to your friends and family, most of the time, they will not tell you the answer. You know, it was just like, you know, when I first finished my book, I wanted my wife to read it. But the biggest thing I was like slow on having her read it is because I knew deep down she would totally be like, oh, it's perfect. Don't change a thing. Excuse me. But anyway, so I just want to say one of the biggest things that can stop you too, on top of, you know, believing in everybody's opinion, is also believing everything that you're doing is perfect. I always believe there's room for growth. And the more you start looking for what you're wanting to achieve, and then also taking the fact that you could sit there and go, hey, I could improve this. Don't dwell in the negatives, but look at the stuff that you think you can improve, and then boom, man, you're on. It's time to take on the world. But the biggest thing you have to let go of is listening to everyone else. Do not let everyone dictate your future. Do not let them dictate how you look or the way you should dress or who you should be. The biggest opinion that matters is yourself. Okay? So anyway, I am going to go ahead and shut this down. I hope you all enjoyed it here. I got the podcast getting ready to go up in YouTube sometime today. So anyway, I'm glad I got to do this here on Anchor.fm. This is, so far, it's been a pretty good channel. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and there will be more coming soon. Thank you.